Hello. In honor of the kink of the month, I thought I would talk about water sports. I'm not sure this will see the light of day. It's kind of a shameful kink of mine, but I figure it's since other people are sharing, why not? Right now I'm still in bed. Obviously this is my morning voice. And it's cold outside. Well, it's cold in here, but I have flannel sheets, so I'm warm and cozy, and I don't want to get up. And I have a full bladder. So my first and biggest sort of exposure to this kink was a story that I read in college. I have no idea where this came from. Somebody sent it to me, and I've done a little bit of digging, but it was a long time ago, so I don't know. If it sounds familiar to you, let me know, because I think I'd like to reread it now. But anyway, I don't remember all of the details, but it was, excuse me, still sleepy. It was a story about a couple in a BDSM relationship, and I didn't know anything about BDSM at that point. So, it was new. I mean, I sort of knew about doms and subs, but that was about it. It was one of my first exposures to any kink. and what a kink it was. But anyway, it was a really, really long story, but the gist was that the woman was the sub, and she was not allowed to pee until her master told her that she could. Same with having an orgasm, which is much more common, I think. And so she, I think he told her how much water to drink, but I'm not sure about that. And what I remember is kind of, you know, them playing and she really wanted to pee, and he wouldn't let her. And I think they were in bed for a lot of it. And I think that, I can't remember details, it was so long ago, but they also touching myself a bit now. Yeah, I think he went down on her. And she was kind of worried about not being able to hold it in. Because she didn't want to, you know, do anything while his face was there. That was not part of it for her. And, it was very difficult for her to hold that in while he's licking her pussy and her clit, and she kind of had to clamp down and hold those muscles and it was really good. And then at some point, they moved to the bathtub. And I think she gave him a blowjob there. And meanwhile, it's like getting painful at this point, like the pressure from her bladder is just a lot, and maybe he had her bend over and he spanked her ass. And that was really hard for her. I think maybe when he spanked her, she let a little bit of it out. And and was punished for that. Somehow, and oh fuck, oh god, and his cock started to go in. Oh, it was like torture because there's no room. Your bladder's pressing there, and his cock is pressing against her bladder. Keeps telling her she can't pee, like, over and over all throughout this, like, hold it in, not yet, hold it in, and all that, and when she finally, finally, he says to because she starts to, she has an orgasm, because it's the release is so good. She's been holding it in for so long, and just letting go. It is because she has the biggest orgasm. Oh, God. As it were, and I thought about that story for a long time, but I didn't really go looking for more things like that because I was kind of disgusted with myself because I thought it was gross, but I still liked it. And because there have been lots. But the other angle that kind of gets me off is the sort of possessive angle. Always wanting to be super subby, but when I am, sometimes I want to be super subby, and I like the idea of being owned and marked. Just in the right subby mood at that point. Again, kind of disgusted with myself, but it's one of those like taboo things making it hotter. And the taboo and some people are into the drinking thing. Not really. It's not my thing. But I get it. I've read enough about kink that I understand it, but it's not one of my things. Denial of it is a really delicious form of submission, because like you don't need any equipment, and you know it's just a mental thing. Well, it's not just a mental thing, that's true, it's mental and physical. It's not dangerous per se, although I suppose if you waited too long it would be, but if you're, you know, careful, then it's not dangerous, but psychologically it's you know, dirty and all that stuff. That wasn't TMI, but you were warned, I suppose. I also want to go back to sleep, so we'll see. Maybe that will win out. So anyway, that's my take on this little kink, and I hope you